Blog Talk Radio.
With bloody apparel, yeah, is my shield, and the stones were shot out of that barrel. I dashed to see the Lucifer, stuck my blade in the devil. So all these Christians serving Christ coming up on my level. To all these Masonic, what you serve is demonic. So was the moon worshiper that follow Elijah Muhammad. That teach that there's no more prophets, that's why y'all all got it. Lost in Babylon's world, yes, you all been blinded. But blessed is those that get on that keep the laws of God. It will keep you out that fire. The words of y'all ain't ever lie. There's no need for your reply, cause you let man just be your God. Open up your heart and mind, cut off and sever all that pride. But you can't, and you won't, cause word from us is just a five. Hanging with the same man who I ain't hated the most high. See, it all will be revealed when it's coming to the end. If I'm gathered to my father, 3 days I'm awoke from sin. Praise y'all.
Son of man, go to the man dressed in the linen with the acorn in his hand. Put a mark on every man who screams and shouts against the wicked son in the city. About to get gritty. You see your sword is upon the liars. You see your sword is upon the borders. You see it with the fires. You see these hats, they trying to tell you against the words of the Most High. They need to repent before it's that time. It might be too late. Repent and seek the Most High state and give them all the glory, the grace. It comes from Him, never Christ, even twice. We do it once or twice. We can do it anytime. There's not a line. River says JC's name. So why they try to come to me? All I give them is the flame. It's the war cry time. you know it's part two. So it's the seventh that we got to put these swords to you. Shalom, shalom. Give it all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to praise the Most High, and it is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that Yahweh has set for His people. My name is Moray Obadiah Israel of the House of Israel, located at 1907 Vine Street. And this is nothing but the truth. We're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, and the sea, and all that in them is. And Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is King, and He alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and praises to the Mighty One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For me, know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yah. And all this week, so far this week, there's been some dynamic teachings coming from the podium, from the servants of Yahweh, and it's dealing with what we should be seeking. And understanding is something that we definitely should be seeking, because Yahweh has said, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil, that is understanding. And we should be seeking Yahweh Himself, because Yahweh said that we will seek Him in the latter days. So this is a great measurement to let us know what we should be seeking. And if we're not seeking Yah, then we're not seeking any of the things that Yahweh has commanded us to seek. That's the chief thing, is to seek Yahweh. And to throw in what I've seen Yahweh has commanded us to seek, well, it sticks out like a sore thumb. And it's something that Yahweh had commanded us to seek in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. Turn with me there. In the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, and the first verse, it reads, "To gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree brings forth, and before the day pass as the chaff, and before the fear and anger of Yahweh come upon you, and the day of Yah's anger come upon you." And verse 3, "Seek ye Yahweh, all ye meek of earth." And then Yahweh commanded us to do which have wrought judgment. And then Yahweh commanded us to seek two things. He said, seek righteousness and seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. And my people, you must ask yourself, with all that Israel is seeking today, we trying to seek being liberated. We trying to seek being united. We trying to seek building businesses. We trying to seek building houses. We trying to seek building storehouses. But are we truly seeking to be righteous? Are we seeking to be meek?
Because if we have these two ingredients that we not seek after, then we're not keeping the words of the Most High. Now, how does one seek righteousness? How do you seek it? You can say you be righteous, because every man is wise in his own eyes. So you think every word that comes out of your mouth is right. You can think every action that you commit is right. You can think every way that you go is right. But how do you truly seek after righteousness? Well, my people, in order to seek after righteousness, you have to seek the law. And you have to seek the laws of the Most High Yah. So that means you have to seek Yahweh. Because that's where the law proceeded from, the mouth of. The mouth of the Almighty. So you have to seek the law. Because if our ways are not lined up with the Most High's, if our walk is not lined up with the Most High, if our speech, if our meditations are not lined up towards our Creator, then how in the world can we proclaim that we're righteous? How in the world can we proclaim that we're doing the right thing? And this is undoubtedly something that Yahweh has commanded his people to be righteous. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, I'm going to start reading the 18th verse. And it reads, "As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed and spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good amongst his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. But yet say you, why? Does not the son bear the iniquity of the father? When the son have done that which is lawful and right, and have kept all my statutes and have done them, he shall surely live." So Yahweh is letting us know through this testimony, the father been out committing all this wickedness, all this iniquity, all this evil, and all the things that is not lawful and right. But now when it comes time for judgment, you say, "Yahweh, I know I done perversely. Yahweh, I know I done wicked, but let my son die for my sins." Yahweh commanded that we are to do that which is lawful and right. So we see here in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, this is no new concept. Our people are some of the biggest idol worshippers on the face of this earth. And they worship in this idol called JC. And there's been some that's done came into the knowledge and know that they Israel. And they still worship in the Christ of the New Testament. But they just gave him a Hebrew name, Yahamashiach. And they think that this is a righteous way. Well, my people, don't you know this concept is not nothing new? Our people have always been ready to sacrifice for someone dying for their sins. For dying for their transgressions, dying for their iniquities. And Yahweh said, "This is not lawful, nor is it right." And you will see that connected when Yahweh speaks to this in several scriptures. Because Yahweh already put in his law that proceeded from his mouth, the fathers shall not be put to death for the sins of the son. Neither shall the son be put to death for sins of the father. But every man shall be put to death for his own sins. This is the statutes of our Elohim. This is the judgment of Yahweh. And it's just. And it's equal. And it's righteous. Because that means no matter what, how righteous my son is, how righteous my brother is, how righteous my father is, how righteous my Ema is. If I'm wicked and I'm doing wickedly, well, I should die for the wickedness that I've done. My people, this is righteous. And this is judgment. So when Yahweh is commanding us to seek righteousness, Yahweh is commanding us to seek his law. Yahweh is commanding us to seek judgment. This is the only way that you're going to find righteousness. This is the only way that you're going to perform righteousness. And this is the only way that you're going to walk in righteousness, by keeping the laws of the Most High Yah. Now, there are various amount of people today will tell you the laws are done away with. They'll tell you that Christ done with the law. And then you'll have some that say they don't believe in Christ, but you still don't have to do the law. Well, all they're telling you is that you don't have to be righteous. And all they're telling you is that they're not trying to be righteous. Because if you truly seek in righteousness, you're seeking the law of Yahweh. And you're seeking his ways. You're seeking his statutes. You're seeking his judgments. And you're seeking his commandments. Because these are the things which are lawful and right. Now, some people may argue this. And they'll be like, this is not the law. Yeah, but is it right? Yeah, but is it the law? But is it right? Yahweh commanded two or more witnesses. Yahweh gave us a dietary law. Yahweh commanded a man to be a husband. Yahweh commanded a woman to be a wife. Yahweh has commanded many righteous things. Because these things are judgment. But if you're not seeking these things, if you're not looking for these things, if you're not trying to attach yourself to this righteousness, then how in the world are you seeking righteousness? And if you're not seeking righteousness, then how do you expect to be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger? See, this goes hand in hand, my people. But the problem is that the vast majority of the people, they're not seeking this. They think that they can seek Yahweh outside of being righteous. They think they can seek Yahweh outside of being meek. But if you're seeking Yahweh, you're seeking righteousness. If you're seeking Yahweh, you're seeking meekness. Because these are the ways of Yah. How do you seek righteousness? It's some of the most simplest instructions that we as a people are not following today. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, I'll begin reading some of the wisest words, the wisest instructions that we could ever receive. And it's something that people could quote verbatim. Are you seeking this? Are you walking in this way? In Proverbs 3 and verse 5, it reads, "Trust in Yahweh with all thine heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil." Yes, because if you are wise in your own eyes, how in the world are you seeking righteousness? You're going to always have a controversy with the laws of Yah. You're going to always have a controversy with the testimonies of Yah. It's going to always be a reason why you fall short. But it's never going to be your fault. It's going to be the land's fault. It's going to be your brother's fault. It's going to be everyone's fault but your own. But Yahweh is commanding us to seek righteousness. And if you're seeking righteousness, you seek it to be right. You seek it to be correct. Some people knock you for that. They're like, man, you always got to be right. Yeah, if I always got to go by the ways of my creator, yes, I got to see righteousness. And this is the problem today. We don't want to put our trust in Yahweh. We want to put our trust in everything else. We want to put our trust in everyone else. But we don't want to put our trust in the Holy One of Israel. We don't want to trust in Yah. We don't want to not lean to our own understanding. And we don't want to not be wise in our own eyes. And most people will quote this before you even get the word out. But then when you try to ask them ways of righteousness, start giving you exactly that, their own way. You say, well, brother, when does the morning start? A morning starts in the evening. Well, when did Yahweh establish that? My brother, my sister, when does the month start? Man, it starts in the evening. Well, when did Yahweh establish that? Who are we supposed to serve? Well, we're supposed to serve Yah and Yahweh Mashiach. Wait, when did Yahweh establish this fella? When did Yahweh establish his ways? Because truly, if it's righteous, truly if it's right, then Yahweh would establish it. Then Yahweh would mention it. Because every word of Yahweh is righteous. Because Yahweh is righteous. So we're not following after the ways of Yah. If we're not keeping to the testimonies of Yah, then how can we proclaim that we seeking or walking in righteousness or seeking to be right? This is a vast contradiction that the vast majority of the world is doing. And our people are mimicking this. Matter of fact, we take it a step beyond. Because Yahweh has said, darkness has covered the earth, and gross darkness has covered the people. So as dark as the people of the earth are, Yahweh's people in gross darkness. I mean, it's abominable in the darkness, the type of darkness that we are in. And we go further and further into the abyss of darkness because we refuse to hearken unto counsel of Yah. We refuse to hearken to the words of Yah. We refuse to seek righteousness. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, 5th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, I'm going to read the 30th and the 31st verse. In Jeremiah 5 and 30, it reads, a wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets, man, they prophesy falsely. Many people will tell you, man, the Most High told me this. The Most High sent me to tell you this. The Most High said that you're going to get that house. You're going to get that car. You're going to get those millions. You're going to get all the prosperity that you want in the world. And Yahweh said they prophesying falsely. Yahweh haven't spoken to these men. Yahweh haven't spoken by these women. But they prophesying falsely. And it says the priests, they bear rule by their own means. That's right. The people are supposed to be in charge of giving the people the law. They rule by their own means. And this is what's going on today. You have a vast majority of people that's in leadership positions. They ruling by their own means. They're not giving you what thus saith Yah. They're not giving you the testimonies of Yah. They're giving you their own ways. They're giving you their own doctrine. But what they're not giving you is the keys to this righteousness. They're not giving you this because they bear by their own means. So whatever wise in their own eyes. So if they think it's right, then they'll teach it. If they think it's not right, then they won't. If they think it's good, they'll gather. But if they don't think it's good, then they won't. If they think it's good to call it tithes, then they will. But if they don't, then they won't. They just ruling by their own means. But you know what's even more horrible? Than the prophets prophesying falsely? You know what's even more egregious than the priests ruling by their own means? Well, let's read the latter half of this. It says, and the people, and my people, love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? That's right. All these men, they ruling in their own way. They prophesying their own self, by their own self. They not seeking Yahweh. So they not seeking righteousness. They not being meek. Because as soon as you establish this, they try to establish this. They don't want to. They say you being divisive. We don't gather with our people because that's all they want to do is be divisive. Talk about the laws and the testimonies. Well, I thought you supposed to love the law if you love Yahweh. How is this divisive? How would this separate? We love Yahweh, right? Well, then let us get these things. Let's gather ourselves together so that Yahweh can make the crooked things straight. But they rule by their own means. So if they like you, they'll gather with you. If they dislike you, then they'll find everything excuse in the world not to gather unto you. And with all this, the people love to have it so. The people may be crying, man, I just wish we could be unified. Man, I just wish we could be together. Man, I wish we could just serve with one consent. But Yahweh is letting us know that no, it's not like that. We love to have it so. And what will you do in the end? All this running, doing it your own way, thinking your own thoughts, speaking your own words. Is anyone considering the end? Well, let me answer that. No. We're not considering the end. Yahweh has given his servants the revelation to know how to count time. And through counting time, has found out that we are in the end of our captivity. Now, instead of our people rejoicing, instead of our people celebrating, instead of our people getting on their knees and saying, Yahweh, praise the mighty Yah, because you're about to bring salvation to your people. You hear, this isn't the end of captivity. We haven't come to the end of nothing. Yahweh waits for everybody to get right. Yahweh waiting for everybody to get righteous. Well, how are you seeking righteous? Because if everyone's going to be right, and if everybody's seeking righteousness, then why is Yahweh's wrath coming? My people, this is why Yahweh has commanded us to seek righteousness. This is why Yahweh has commanded us to seek meekness. Because it takes being humbled to seek Yahweh and not do what the other nations are doing. The other nations care about the next presidential election. The nations care about who's going to be the next mayor, who's going to be the next governor, who's going to be the next city council member. They concerned with this, but Yahweh has something totally separate for his people. But if you're not seeking Yah, if not seeking righteousness, then you will never see that Yahweh severed you from all the nations on the face of this earth. And now you think that your salvation is like the salvation of the nations that you're in. And when did Yahweh command this? Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. And it reads, "Woe to the righteous children, saith Yahweh." Does it say this? No. We would love for it to say that. We behave as if it say this, but no. Yahweh said, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith Yahweh, that take counsel, but not of me." All these meetings, all these gatherings, you think they're pulling in the room because they suited and booted? They got on their best apparel? They got fringes hanging from every corner? They got fringes even hanging from their beards and from their eyelashes and their eyebrows? And you think, like, man, they really in there for the business of Yah. They taking counsel, but they not taking counsel with Yah. They not taking counsel to try to restore these laws. Matter of fact, if you in some of these meetings, you'll hear them say, man, I don't care about none of that. I don't care about none of that. Let's just turn up. Let's just party. Let's just have a good time. Let's just celebrate. But you want to come up with ways and statutes that are not of Yahweh. So you take your counsel, but you're not taking counsel with Yah. And then it says, "At that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit." People look at, they say, man, we need another Obama. We need another Clinton. We need another this person. We need another that person. But were these people walking in the spirit of Yahweh? Absolutely not. They just talked good. They just had real good speeches. They made it look like they were concerned with your plight. But in actuality, they wasn't concerned with it at all. And they're not covered with the spirit of Yah. And all this for is that they may add sin to sin. Their walk to go down into Egypt. And if not asked in my mouth, who asked the people that we, how long we going to be in captivity? Who asked of Yahweh? Who's seeking Yahweh about this? When our people got brought out of the land of Egypt, they got together and said, bring us a king. Let us make us a king and turn back to Egypt. We haven't even stepped a foot out of Babylon yet. And already said, I don't want to go. So you know who's walked out of Egypt, who's to return to Egypt, who done asked at the mouth of Yahweh? And it says, destroy themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and the trust in the shadow of Egypt. They telling you, well, since we're in captivity, we got to go. And we got to march. I know this man don't know he Israel, but we got to put our vote behind him. I know this woman not acknowledging Yahweh, but we got to put our trust in them. And we got to march with them. All they doing is putting their trust in the strength of Pharaoh. And they trust in the shadow of Egypt. You think the old glory going to last forever because you think that a ruler is going to go outside the ways of Yah and establish a kingdom? Absolutely not. And this is adding sin unto sin. And it says in verse 3, therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. We got us a black president. Why we still not free? Man, we done had a black caucus. Why we still the tail? Man, I know a community, they got a bunch of stores owned by black people. Why we still not prosper? Why are the young men and the young women still being shot down and murdered in the streets? Why is oppression continually taking over our communities? Why is it that we can build your businesses, but you can't prevail in it? You can't create no wealth in it. You have nothing to pass on to your sons and to your daughters. You have nothing to pass on to the future of the community. Why is it that all your purposes seem to be disappointed? Because you're not seeking righteousness. you're not seeking righteousness. I know you may think a bunch of money is righteousness, but it's not. It's just a defense. I know you may think a bunch of big houses is righteousness, but it's not. I know you may think that a whole driveway full of cars is righteousness, but it's not. Because if you're not seeking the law of Yah, then how could you be seeking righteousness? And you sure not going to be meek about it, because as soon as your hands become prosperous, the first person you're going to thank is yourself. The first person you'll be trying to reward is yourself. The first person you're going to be trying to treat is yourself. But you're not going to be blessing Yahweh. You're not going to be blessing Yahweh with your substance. And it's Yahweh the one that gave it to you. And why are you not considering Yah? Why are you not considering your ways? Because you're not seeking after righteousness. Because if you were seeking after righteousness, you would know that except Yahweh build the house, they that build it, they labor in vain. So no matter how good it looks, no matter how prosperous it looks, if it's not established by Yahweh, it's not established. And you will know that if you seek it after Yah. And you're not seeking after Yah because you refuse to hearken to instructions. And Yahweh gave you a whole book of instructions. Yahweh gave us a whole law dealing with wisdom and how to obtain it and how to maintain it. And how to walk in it. How to be righteous. And seek after righteousness. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. And what are we discussing this evening? Yahweh said that we got to seek righteousness. We have to seek meekness, so it may be we shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. And the day of Yah's anger is approaching, my people. And this is something that we seriously need to be seeking after. Righteousness. But how can you be seeking after righteousness if you won't hearken to instruction? In the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, I'm going to start reading at the second verse. In Proverbs 1, verse 2, it reads, "To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. And the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instructions of your father and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto your head and chains about thy neck." That's right. That's how beautiful this law is supposed to look to us. It's supposed to be like a decadent jewel. And we wear it about like a chain on our neck so that we won't forget that it's Yahweh that guides our steps. It's Yahweh that leads us in the direction. And not us that lead ourselves. And we have forgotten this because we're not seeking after righteousness. Today we'll say, well, we cursed. And since we are cursed, we have no desire to seek after righteousness. What are we going to seek after being right for? We cursed. So what are we going to do the right things for? Not going to have no rewards. And my people, the only reason why we're cursed is because we wasn't keeping the law. It's because we weren't doing the right things. Because we weren't seeking after Yahweh. We were seeking after our own pleasures. We were seeking after the abominations that were being committed by the nations in the midst that we were in the midst of. But Yahweh never said the people was doing right and lawful in my eyes, and I punished them, and I cursed them for trying to do my will. That don't even sound righteous. That don't even sound like the Elohim that we serve. But the vast majority of people will believe that this is so, but it's not so. Yahweh has commanded us to be righteous. Yahweh has commanded us to keep his law. Turn with me to the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter. In Leviticus, the 19th chapter, I'm going to read the 15th verse. And it reads, "Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, and thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor." That's right. You don't say, "Oh man, he a poor man. He committed murder, so his judgment is different." No, there's one manner of law. And you just like that, you don't look at the one that has the substance and pervert judgment and say, "Well, man, he a rich man. He got gold, silver, and oxen, and he can't stone to death." There's one manner of law. And this is the law. And Yahweh has commanded that in righteousness shall we judge the might? Shall in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor? In righteousness. And how do you judge your neighbor? You will have the matter established. Two or three witnesses. You seek and make diligent inquisition. This is how you judge your neighbor. The nations that we're in the midst of, they don't go by this. You can have witnesses, but they don't have to be reliable witnesses. They'll have witnesses that wasn't even at the crime scene. Witnessing. Be like, "Well, was you there?" "No, I wasn't there." "Well, was you in that vicinity?" "No, I wasn't in that vicinity." "Well, what type of witness is you?" "Well, I heard." "Well, what did Yahweh say? You raise up judgment on what you've heard." No, you got to search out this matter. You got to make diligent inquisition if you want to judge righteously. Now, this is the problem. Our people want to judge, but they don't want to judge righteously until it's on their doorsteps. Now, they come and your neck is in the ringer, and you in the hands of the Most High. Now, all of a sudden, you want to quote the law. Where's the witnesses? Well, you weren't able to do that with your little sister. You weren't able to establish the matter with your brother and sister. Now when it comes to you, now you want to keep the law. My people, the Most High said that a false balance is an abomination. And Yahweh said in this very chapter, that's an abomination. If you go over in the same chapter and go over to verse 35, it reads, "You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in yards, in weight, or in measure. A just balance, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin shall you have. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt." Yahweh say your matters got to be just, because the laws I've given to you is just. And that's how you are to rule. That's how you are to govern. That's how you are to seek out righteousness, by seeking out the law of the Most High. And Yahweh left this for a testimony. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. And in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 32nd verse. And this is when a man was caught gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And it reads, "And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Shabbat day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation. And they put him in ward, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And Yahweh said unto Moses, the man shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died as Yahweh commanded Moses." So even in this matter of controversy, Moses and Aaron, they had to seek Yahweh. Now, they could have easily said, "Man, this man got to die." And they could have stoned him. And that would have been the judgment that Yahweh would have gave, but it would have been righteous judgment. Why? Because it didn't come from the Most High. It would have came from a conviction of assumption. But it would not have came from the judgment of Yah. That's how you know you're righteous, because you done that which is right. So Yahweh say, "Stone him," and I stone him. Yahweh, they go up and say, "Why'd you stone him?" "Because you told me to, Yah." But if I just take him off in the corner somewhere and just stone him, Yahweh can come to me and say, "Why you stone him?" "Well, because he was gathering sticks on the Sabbath." So, we want to do our own pleasures. So, we wasn't supposed to do our own works. So, how do you know the judgment? So how are you going to execute righteousness if you're not seeking righteousness? And this is what has our people in peril today. This is what has our people in snare today, because we refuse to seek righteousness. And if you don't, that's one testimony. But Yahweh is special, because right in the next chapter, you see another matter where righteousness was established. In the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. It says, "Now Korah, the son of Hizar, and the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, and the sons of Eliab and On, the sons of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, and men of renown." See, the people that rise up, they men of renown in the nation. They're famous in the nation, which means most people of the nation recognize them, and they honor them. Look at what happened when they rose up against the servant of Yahweh. "And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, even every one of them, and Yahweh is amongst them. Wherefore then lift you up yourselves above the congregation of Yah." And this is what's taking place today. They said, "Man, y'all taking too much on y'all self. Y'all teaching every day. Y'all bringing a program every day. Man, we all the children of Israel." Yeah, we all the children of Israel, but everybody doesn't have the same commission. Everybody doesn't have the same commission that Yahweh has sent them to do. Maybe your commission is to open the doors for the saints. And if you do your job, you'll be blessed for it. Maybe my commission is to sing psalms unto the Most High and teach the word of the Most High. And if I do it successfully, then I'll be blessed. But if I look and I say, "Well, man, we got Senior Moray here. I'm trying to be that. He takes too much on himself." Well, now I'm getting out of position. Why am I envying the position that Yahweh put this man in? And why would you envy a position that Yahweh done put another man in? Look at the position that Yahweh put you in. If you're not satisfied with your position, well, then how are you being meek? Because all promotion from Yahweh is a good promotion. But if you seek promotion from Yahweh, then seek Yahweh and seek righteousness. Just do that which is lawful and right, and you'll be all good. But let's continue reading. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. And he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow Yahweh will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause to come near unto him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. And it's the truth. Not everybody does sanctify themselves unto Yah. And that's what he was saying. Yahweh gonna establish who is set apart, who is sanctified unto him. And it's only gonna take a day. And tomorrow we're gonna see this. And let's continue reading. This do. Take you censers, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them for Yahweh tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom Yahweh does choose, he shall be holy. And you take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. So this matter of controversy is far beyond man right now. This situation has become far beyond man. There's no more bickering now. There's no more back and forth. Now we're going to put it up to the Holy One of Israel's hands. Now we're going to seek righteousness, because we're going to seek judgment from our Elohim. And whoever Yahweh established is going to be set apart. That's why you take too much on yourself, because you never even considered all that Yahweh has placed before you and the works that you got to do for Yahweh. You're too busy worrying about me and Aaron's position. And he goes on further. Let's read further. It says, and Moses said unto Korah, hear I, pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the Elohim of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to the service of the tabernacle of Yahweh, and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? Yahweh said, look, you have a great responsibility. Yahweh done severed you, the whole nation of Levi, unto himself to minister unto his people. No wonder you men are renowned. You have great positions. But because of your envy, and because you refuse to seek Yahweh and refuse to seek righteousness, now Yahweh is going to weigh this matter in the balance. And my people, he weighed this matter in the balance. So much so that a decree was passed that if a new thing was to happen to Korah and his company, then you would know that Yahweh has established this man. But if nothing happened, then you will see that Yahweh hasn't established this man. And the earth opened up and swallowed this man and all his host. Because when you don't seek righteousness, you're seeking destruction. And as perverse, as rebellious as the children of Israel got, you always read this about Moses. He hit his face. He hit the ground and prayed to the Most High. Why is this important? Because Yahweh left this man as a testimony in the earth. In the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, if you turn with me there. In the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses, because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married the Ethiopian woman. Now, Moses knew the law, because Yahweh taught Moses the law. So he knew he could marry an Ethiopian woman. But because assumptions were made, Yahweh wasn't salt, and righteousness wasn't salt, it went straight to the judgment. And now they approaching him as if he's done something wicked, as if he's done something evil. Now, since they didn't seek Yahweh, since Korah, Dathan, and Abiram didn't seek Yahweh, and since we today are refusing to seek Yahweh as a nation, you always see Yahweh intervenes anyway. Because Yahweh is judge. And look at the judgment. Look at the intervention that Yahweh left. And they said, have Yahweh indeed only spoken by Moses? Have he not spoken also by us? And Yahweh heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle or the congregation. And they three came out. And you starting to see the judgment of Yahweh. Because my people, whenever there's a controversy, that's the first one we need to seek. It's Yahweh. Because we need an understanding of the matter. And we need to be seeking righteousness, because we try to seek the right way from Yah. But when this is not sought after, you see judgment come. And the judgment is not going to always fall on the side that you think that it's going to fall on. It may be a judgment all within itself. And you may not like it. I may not like it. But if you're seeking righteousness, you're going to know that it's righteous. That's how King David approached it. So you can either let Yahweh judge you, the people judge you, 3 days of famine. Said, look, I'm going to let Yahweh judge me. Because I know Yahweh going to judge me righteously. And he was seeking righteousness. I mean, any other answer, you wouldn't have been seeking righteousness. Because you wouldn't have acted like all these things that were to happen wouldn't have came from Yah. But he was seeking Yahweh. He was seeking righteousness. When Abraham and Lot had a controversy, he said, look, let us separate ourselves. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go east, I'll go west. But let us not have this controversy. Because he was seeking Yahweh. When all the messengers of Job came unto Job and told him all the calamity that happened in his household, all the calamity that happened to his cattle, all the calamity that happened to his servants, all the calamity that happened to his family. Man, all he had to do was humble himself before the Most High and say, man, Yah giveth and Yah taketh away. Shall we not accept good at the hand of Yah and not accept evil as well? And it says, with this, Job didn't sin with his lips. Because a man have his heart fixed on seeking after righteousness. And when you seeking after righteousness, you always trying to seek the right answer. You're always trying to seek the right way. You're always trying to seek the right thing, because you're always seeking Yahweh. This is how you seek after righteousness, my people. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 25th chapter. In the book of Psalms, the 25th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. And it reads, "Unto thee, O Yahweh, do I lift up my soul. O my Elohim, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on you be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me your ways, O Yah. Teach me your paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the Elohim of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Yahweh, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. And remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O Yahweh. Good and upright is Yahweh. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of Yahweh are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. This is how you seek after righteousness." You have to seek after Yahweh, people. It's not going to be found in the stores. It's not going to be found in the churches. It's not going to be found in the synagogues. It's not going to be found in the mosque. It's not going to be found with just reading many books. If you try to seek righteousness, you're going to have to seek Yahweh. You're going to have to seek after wisdom and understanding. And you're going to have to seek meekness. Because you're going to have to be meek enough to know that my ways are not right. But every way of Yahweh is right. That's why it says in Proverbs, "A man's heart divides his way, but Yahweh directs his steps." Because you have to know these things. You have to consider these things. And you have to seek after these things. Else, how would you know righteousness? Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter. In the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter, I will begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in Yahweh and do good." Then that we went to do that which is lawful and right, and that's good. "So shall you dwell in the land, and verily shall you be fed. Delight thyself also in Yah, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto Yah, and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth righteousness as the light, and thy judgments as noonday." So you're going to have to keep the laws of Yah. You're going to have to seek Yah. If you want your righteousness brought forth as the noonday, because that's the righteous thing to do. That's the right thing to do, is to seek Yahweh. And not to seek the devices of your own heart. Not to show your wisdom, your understanding, your knowledge, because you don't have any. The wisdom that we have is minuscule. It's not going to sustain life. Matter of fact, it may take life. But the wisdom of Yah is light. The law of Yah is light. And if you're trying to seek after this light, now you're seeking righteousness. And this is something that you can wear as jewels about your neck, as we read in Proverbs, the first chapter. And this is something that will shine forth that the other nations have to testify to. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the sixth verse. In Deuteronomy 4 and 6, it reads, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who have Elohim so nigh unto them, as Yahweh our Elohim is in all the things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that have statutes and judgment, so righteous as all this law, which I set before you?" Which is righteous as what? All this law. Not some of it, not most of it, not 98, not 99%. All this law shows forth righteousness. All this law shows how you seek after righteousness. If you're not seeking the law, then you're not seeking to be right. And if you're not seeking to be right, you're not seeking to be righteous. And if you're not seeking to be righteous, then how are you seeking righteousness? It's impossible. And why is it important to seek after the law of Yah? How does this establish that you're going to do the things which are lawful and right? Well, all you have to do is go to Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the fourth verse. I'm going to read the fourth verse. And it reads, "He is the rock, and his work is perfect, for all his ways is judgment. A Elohim of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he." So that's how you seek after righteousness, by seeking the law. Because all the ways of Yahweh are judgment. They all judgment. Yahweh don't just issue words and sentences without judgment. Yahweh say, "Thou shalt not murder." And you may say, "Well, Yahweh, what's the penalty of your murder?" Yahweh not going to respond, "I don't know. I ain't think that deep. I just was satisfied with thou shalt not murder." No, the judgment is that if you murder, your blood must be shed. The blood of a murderer must be shed. What's the penalty? What's this judgment of not keeping the Sabbath holy? You be put to death. Cut off from your people. Because all the works of Yahweh are judgment. From the first day to the Sabbath day. They all are works of Yahweh. They all are works of judgment. So how are you going to be seeking Yahweh? All your works are not of judgment. You're not trying to establish your works. You're not trying to show forth righteousness by showing your Elohim's wisdom, understanding, knowledge. It doesn't take place like that. And if you lift yourself up to think that you can have righteousness outside of the law, then you surely not seeking after righteousness. You surely not seeking meekness. Turn me to the book of Isaiah, the 48th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 48th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the sixth verse. And it reads, "Thou hast heard, see all this. And will not you declare it? I have showed you new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heard them not. Least thou should say, behold, I knew them. Because that's what the people say now. I know that. He's not no prophet. I knew that. Not no messenger of Yah. I knew that. But let's continue reading. Yet thou heard not, and you knew not. Yea, from that time that thine ear was not open, for I knew that thou would deal very treacherously, and was called transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake, for I defer my anger, and for my praise, I will refrain from thee, that I cut you not off. So yes, even after seeking righteousness, it's not to boast. The people, that's one of the most popular things to be said today. Man, we're not going home until y'all right. Y'all, we're not saving this people for our righteousness' sake. Because Yahweh not going to give us an opportunity to be in our pride and to be haughty and to say, yeah, I got saved by my righteousness sake. No, Yahweh said that he was going to save us for his holy name's sake. Yahweh is going to redeem his people for his righteousness sake. So even if you are doing the things which are lawful and right, it's not nothing to boast in. Because all the lawful and right things that we do are the instructions of Yahweh. Are the testimonies of Yahweh. So it's nothing to pat ourselves on the back and say, we done came up with this way. These are the ways of Yahweh. And Yahweh has put these laws here for our righteous sakes. It is our righteousness. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, I'm going to read 24th to 25th verse. And it reads, and Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our Elohim, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And it shall be our righteousness. If we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our Elohim as he hath commanded us. Yes, this is our righteousness if we keep the commandments. Not if you got the biggest bank account or you got the most wind laid out or you got a bunch of men, you got a bunch of trinkets, a bunch of jewels, a bunch of businesses? No. By keeping these commandments. This is our righteousness. We have to observe to do all these commandments. We can't slack. We can't look to the left. We can't look to the right. Because in doing so, you're compromising righteousness. And if you do, you're not seeking righteousness. The moment we stop doing the law, that means we have ceased to seek after Yah's righteousness. The moment we refuse to confirm the testimonies of Yahweh, we refuse to seek after righteousness. And my people, this is what Yahweh has commanded us to do. This is how Yahweh said we are holy. This is how Yahweh said we are righteous. By keeping his commandments. And this is what he has commanded of us. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter. in the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, to show you that we're not going to be saved by our righteousness, to show you that Yahweh is not waiting for every Israelite to get themselves together, to show you that Yahweh is going to save us and redeem his people by his righteous sakes, Yahweh has left us for a testimony. Now, if you have eyes that can see and ears that can perceive and hear, then my people, please pay attention to these scriptures, which I am going to read. In the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, I begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, "Woe be unto the pastors, destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith Yahweh. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, you have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit on you the evil of your doings, saith Yahweh, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith Yah. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. And in his days, Yehuda shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called, Yahweh, our righteousness. Therefore, days come, saith Yahweh, that they shall no more say, Yahweh liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But Yahweh liveth, that brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land." So all the people that saying the 400-year captivity has happened already. Well, Yahweh said this is a future prophecy. That means this prophecy is to come. And what's going to make the Yah's deliverance of our people out of Egypt greater is Yahweh is going to deliver our people out of the lands of the north and out of all the countries whither he has driven us. This is what Yahweh has proclaimed. Now, if this was Egypt prophecy, then this would have happened already. And when have we been redeemed from the north? We haven't. We've been redeemed from Egypt. We were redeemed from Babylon. But Yahweh said he will redeem us from the north, and this will be the greater thing that said, Yahweh live that brought us up out of the land of the north. This is not my judgment. This is the judgment of Yahweh. Now, if you want to seek righteousness, then you have to find the testimonies and have them ready when you say that Yahweh is not telling the truth, that Yahweh has contradicted this, that Yahweh's people are mistaken, they're reading. Now you have to establish this matter. Now you have to show in the law and in the testimonies. To do this, you got to seek Yahweh. And you have to seek after righteousness. Some people, they're not seeking after this. They're seeking after their own righteousness. They're seeking after their own way, but not seeking after the ways of the Most High. Because Yahweh said we won't say no more that we were brought up out of the land of Egypt. And are we still saying it today? Yes. So if you want to seek Yahweh, you got to seek righteousness. And you have to seek meekness. Because this is not going to happen by your righteousness sake. This is going to happen by the righteousness of Yah. But Yahweh is going to bow down his ear to the meek. Yahweh is going to look upon the meek. And Yahweh said, look, If you seek righteousness, then you confirm in my words. Isn't this what Yahweh has required of his people? Turn with me to the book of Micah, the 6th chapter. In the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, I'm going to begin reading it at the 6th verse. And it reads, wherewith shall I come before Yahweh and bow myself before the high and lofty one, the high Elohim? Now shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will Yahweh be pleased, thousands of rams, or with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? And as we said earlier, people, this isn't the original concept. People been sacrificing their sons and their daughters in the name of false idols. And they still doing it. And they still been inquiring, will Yahweh be pleased with this? Is Yahweh satisfied with this? Is Yahweh delighted with this? Well, we don't have to be entrapped in mystery because Yahweh has let us know what he's pleased with. And in verse 8, it reads, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does Yahweh require of you but to do justly, which is righteous, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. This is what Yahweh has commanded of his servants, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with his Elohim. And my people, we haven't been seeking after these things. We haven't been seeking after, we haven't been doing these things. And because we haven't been doing these things, we've been catching the worst end of this captivity everywhere we go. Because Yahweh has a controversy with the inhabitants of the earth. And how are you going to humble yourself? How are you going to be meek unto Yahweh? Yahweh then already said he don't care about the rivers of oil. Yahweh then already said he don't care about the gold and the trinkets. And it's we trying to bring to the Most High. Yahweh said he wants us humble. And he wants us meek. And this is why we have to embark on this fast again. For 40 days and for 40 nights. Because Yahweh has a controversy with his people. Yahweh has a controversy with the whole house of Israel. I know some may say, well, he don't got a controversy. Yes, he has a controversy with you too. Yes, he has a controversy with me too. And this is why we must humble ourselves. This is why we have this is how we seek meekness. And how are we seeking meekness? By doing that what our forefathers have done. Seeking the old path. All this other stuff that Israel is talking about today is a bunch of new stuff. Where you eat and get full and drunk and belching and burping and passing gas and falling asleep. And now you say, man, I'm humble before Yah. This new stuff. Where Yahweh's servants are standing before you saying Yahweh's wrath is coming. And you say, no, it's not. It's not coming. It's a long way off. This is new stuff. But if you want to seek the old path, then you have to seek Yahweh. You have to seek righteousness, and you have to seek meekness. And this is why we're going to humble ourselves. 40 days and 40 nights. and you know that this is inspired by Yah. You know that this is the judgment of Yah. You know that these are the stripes that we are to receive because you can see all these in the laws and testimonies of Yahweh. Humbling yourself by fasting and putting the bare sackcloth. This is so that you can go outside the book. You have to go outside the book and see. It's right here in the testimonies of Yah. How our people humbled themselves. How nations that wasn't even Yah's people humbled themselves. And you'll never read where the people threw a party. And they turned up. And they rolled up something. And they brought out the finest wine and poured before Yahweh. And Yahweh said, look how humble they are. That's not a testimony. If you're trying to seek after righteousness, then you're seeking after the ways that Yahweh has set before you. If you're seeking meekness, then you're seeking after the ways of how our forefathers humbled themselves. And this is how they did it. And this is how we must do it. Yes, it's going to be uncomfortable. Yes, it's going to be some troubling times. But aren't we deserving of these stripes that we are to receive? Aren't we trying to seek Yahweh? Are we trying to seek righteousness? Are we trying to seek meekness? So it may be that we shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. Well, if you're trying to seek righteousness, then you say yes to all these things. Because this is exactly what we are to seek. And the last scripture, in the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, I will begin reading at the 20th verse. In the book of Isaiah 60, verse 20, it reads, thy son shall no more go down, neither shall thy womb withdraw itself. For Yahweh shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall all be righteous, and they shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the works of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, a small one a strong nation. I, Yahweh, will hasten it in time. Now, if you want to see this time, if you want to see these days, if you want to see this land, and if you want Yahweh to be your light, we have to seek Yahweh. And we have to seek righteousness. And we have to seek meekness, that it may be we shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. Because this is what we are seeking. We're seeking Yahweh. This is what Yahweh has commanded. This is what Yahweh has instructed. This is what Yahweh has left for a testimony. If you're trying to seek righteousness, you're trying to seek the laws of Yahweh. If you're trying to seek meekness, then you're trying to confirm the testimonies of Yahweh. And if you're trying to seek Yahweh, then we must get the understanding that the judgment of Yahweh has gone forth and that the decree has passed. And passing as the wind in the chaff. And the fierce anger of Yahweh is rapidly approaching. So it's time. Because like it says in the scripture, better is the end of the matter than the beginning. We came here as fettered and chained. And with all this calamity that's going on, Yahweh say this day is going to be great. We're going to come out with a great substance. So you came in as slaves. But you will leave out free, as Yahweh has commanded. Because you sought Yah, and you sought righteousness, and you sought meekness, and now you hid. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Granted freedom physically. I guess it's up to me to bring it spiritually.